Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Boomer and I went over to talk to Brandon Tierney and try to figure out why I didn't want to come on and talk
small
about
balls.
This Sal Licata situation. And
small balls.
I have small balls. Can I get some testosterone?
That's Eddie playing those clips. That was not Brandon's reasoning. Brandon did not say, I'm not coming in because I have small balls. That's not what he said, Eddie. He just said that he wasn't interested in responding. Like, it was not something that he was interested in doing. And he's got the new show that he's prepping for a show, and that's where his focus is right now. His focus
is
not.
He didn't have a problem prepping for a show when his kid was here and we put his kid on. You know, it's interesting. Brandon's in there sitting, you know, like this.
His feet up.
Doing his Brandon thing, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't need to get involved.
It is true. And I mean, it really is tremendous. I mean, he's just not, it's not the type of thing that he's interested in doing.
I asked him if he would slap Sal around. He may, just to prove a point.
Yeah. Well, I said, this is what we do, you know? Like, isn't that enough to get you into the studio?
Did you see how Aaron Rodgers responded to us?
So Brandon's response to, this is what you guys do. This is not what I do. I said, all right. Okay.
Poor Tiki, he's in there like Switzerland. You know, he doesn't want to get involved.
And Tiki's like, is this a real beef? I'm like, what really is a real beef? I mean, we're talking about Dan Quinn, for Christ's sakes. It's a real beef.
That guy's arguing over Dan Quinn.
I know. It's ridiculous. But the fact that they're so serious about
it.
Yeah,
well, that's what makes it ridiculous.
Is what makes it so funny, you know? Now we got to see if Sal's up. Now we got to talk to Sal about it. Got to keep it going.
He doesn't want this smoke.
And you just like to stir the pot.
Well,
when you're not stirring your own pot, you're stirring somebody else's.
But here's the thing. With something like this, I feel like both of these guys thrive in this atmosphere. That's why. Like, you know, and that's why I'm bringing it up. And I feel like they want to argue about sports. They're both friends of mine. I like both of them very much. So I thought it would be like, this would be great. We'll get them together and we'll argue about some sports and that'll be that. But yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think it was stirring the pot so much as just illuminating the pot. Like, the pot's been stirred by Sal.
Oh, yeah.
Sal's the one who stirred the pot.
I mean, Sal crossed the line. There's no question.
You think this was a line cross?
Well, I mean, look, you're calling out a guy on a radio station that you work with?
He doesn't want this smoke.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, all right. Interesting. Now, the he doesn't want this smoke thing was a direct response to Brandon not responding to Sal's tweet about it.
Yeah, but why is Sal tweeting to Brandon about Dan Quinn?
Because he's passionate about it.
All right, so he doesn't like Dan Quinn. Fine, so Brandon likes Dan Quinn. Who cares?
Sal does,
yeah, but
apparently.
But again, like, Brandon's like an innocent victim here. Like, he's being attacked for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, you think this is an attack?
Oh, definitely an attack.
Or this is a challenge is what this is. I don't think this is an attack.
I think it's deeper rooted in, like, what job and things.
You put stuff out there to get a reaction.
Yeah.
So Brandon put stuff out there, got a reaction from Sal. Boomer, you put stuff out there, Mr. Aaron Rodgers reacted to
it. Well, I didn't put anything out there.
Right. Remember when you reported that he was going to boycott the Super Bowl? Yes. And that was, yes, that whole thing. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is, I just thought both of those guys would enjoy playing in that arena. But I don't know.
I texted Sal, told him if he was awake by 10 a.m. to call us.
He's probably, yeah. He's
probably not. He don't mind the smoke.
No, he would. He would. No, he's, trust me.
That's one thing he doesn't like. He goes running in head first.
Yes, he does.
Yes, yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. You know, one thing Brandon did say was like, he gave the, I like Sal. I texted him when he got the job, texted him congratulations. Like that type of thing. Like, I don't know why he would be coming after me. I don't, why would he have any sort of beef with me type of thing? Mm-hmm. There was that.
Yeah, there was. Oh. That's what do you call that?
Like feeling disrespected, I think. You know, he's feeling a little disrespect from Sal. Like I gave him respect when he got the job. I've never said a word about him negatively.
You know how CeeLo on passive aggressive social media
was? Oh yeah, that's like his MO. Yeah, that's what he likes to do.
But that I kind of felt like that's what Brandon was doing.
Yeah. Like, basically, instead of saying, this jerk, how dare he come after me? Like, that was his way of saying that? Like,
yes.
I texted Sal.
I was a nice guy.
Right.
I don't know why he's picking on me.
Right, that type of thing.
Yeah, as opposed to just coming out and saying, you know, this dumbass, what's he thinking about? Because that's what he's feeling.
Yeah. And I said, like, you could come on and just say the stuff you're saying now. And that would at least be like, I'm good. I don't really have anything to say about it. He didn't want to do that either.
You know, we how did we describe Brandon when we first found out that they were getting the midday job?
Oh, he's a New Yorker, and he's brash. He's a sports talk host, opinionated.
He's cocksure about himself.
Cocksure, yeah.
When he was sitting in there with his feet up.
Cocksure.
That's a cocksure element of being cocksure.
I was just waiting for him to just whip it out. Just unzip right there in the studio. Hey,
I don't need to get down in this.
Oh,
well, you got everybody fired up around here, though, G. That's for sure.
I'm not taking credit for this one.
Oh, boy.
This was all Sal. I just want remember how the dominoes work, though. So, like, Sal said this, I believe, roughly around 1:20 something in the morning. So the only reason I knew about it is that someone who was working here at 1:20 in the morning told me about it and then told us when to find the audio. So that's really what it is. You know, I mean, it's like the message. That's how the message
so
gets
maybe
there.
That person doesn't like Sal or doesn't like Brandon.
No. That person is thinking like an entertainer.
Right, that person loves chaos.
Right, exactly. But also, you know, this is knows that it was something that I would like to hear about. And if I don't illuminate something like this, I'm not doing my job. You can't tell me something like that and me be like, I'm sorry, I can't talk about this. No way. I'm all about it. I'm all about that whole thing. And now if it was like personal, like one guy was going after another guy's family or something like that, then no, that's got to go behind the scenes. Those guys got to work it out. Dan bleeping Quinn? Like, what are we talking about? You know?
Well, that's what happens at sports talk stations.
Sports talk radio. That's right. Sports talk station.
I remember we had a beef with Mike and the Mad Dog in the beginning of our start here at WFAN when we got a question wrong.
Yo, you guys were doing a trivia situation.
Right,
yeah.
And one of our interns gave us the wrong
about the Joe DiMaggio hit streak.
Oh. Yeah, and then you remember like Dog went half.
Oh, how the hell do you not know that? Jeez, right. You know, sports talk radio. You don't know the DiMaggio hit streaks? Jeez. I don't know what they're doing on there. Do they even like sports? I remember that, right?
Right, exactly.
He said something along those lines. Do they even like sports? Craig even
likes
sports?
Produce.
Like sports?
That's right.
But you guys had a laugh about that, though,
yeah,
right?
We were laughing about it. But it also, it took Craig's gloves off, basically, because he was dancing around things, trying to be a good guy, trying not to get anybody upset. And then he heard that, and the steam was coming out of his ears. I'm like, here we go. We are now fully engaged.
See, I wonder if Brandon, because the show is so new, I wonder if that's also in his mind. Like, I just don't want to get down in the mud here. Like, this is an overnight guy. He's shooting his arrows up. I'm not going to shoot my arrows down. There's nothing. Nothing's going to come out of this positive for me. I just got here type of thing.
Yeah, but if, you know, if Brandon just handled this, like, you know, like, Sal's got his opinions. He wants to come see me. Come see me. I'll take this on and just have fun that way and then just end it.
That'd
now,
be great.
Now it's like you can tell that he's a little bit affected by it.
Yeah.
Small balls.
No. I still got Brandon on my side. I'm rooting for him 100%.
I don't want to take sides.
Not rooting,
thing,
but right? I mean, like, if they got into a fight, I'm taking him.
Yeah, I mean, he's taller. He's definitely bigger. Sal's, they're about the same age. The only thing about Sal is, like, he's like a caged animal. So you know what I'm saying?
You don't think Brandon is?
I think Brandon spreads his wings a little more. Like, I think Brandon likes to have fun. He'll go golfing, he'll go fishing, he does the St. John stuff. Like, I feel like Brandon's a well-adjusted adult.
I heard Brandon likes to go throw axes.
He's an axe thrower. So,
yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got hobbies, he's got pastimes. Like, Sal's just stuck at home, and he does the shows from home. He doesn't come into work. Like, he's just like a, you know, like a, you feel like you release him, and
our role here is to be like Bugs Bunny with the two chefs, the two French chefs.
Oh, yeah.
And whisper the insults each one supposedly said about the other to the other one and watch them fight.
100%. That's exactly
right.
Well,
that's what we're trying to get done.
Yeah. It's exactly
we
what
know
we're,
that.
We're trying to get done.
Trying to exacerbate the situation.
I just love two bald, white, mid-40s guys fighting over Dan Quinn like this. I think he sucks. Well, I think he's great. Well, I think he sucks. Well, I think he's great. Come on. Just have a little fun here, will you?
He doesn't want this smoke.
He doesn't want this smoke. It wasn't even the smoke. It was
this smoke.
This particular smoke.
You don't
smoke.
Want me, baby.
Yeah, right. You don't want me.
You don't want none of this, man. I'll tell you, Brandon would take that stuff and break it right in half. I'm telling you.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, I know. But we're not going to have, apparently we're not going to get a chance to see it.
Well, maybe we can make it happen.
I wanted to see Tierney activated. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to see him like super like activated. Let's go. Balls to the wall type of Tierney, you know? BT, on the block, old Brooklyn boy, not messing around. That's what I was looking forward to.
All right. I know you were.
And we didn't get it.
Small balls.
Poor Tiki.
He's like, what am I? What the hell is this?
What are we doing here?
9 years over CBS Sports Radio.
Everything
I think I got two
fine.
Tweets about the show.
Now he's in the middle of it.
Tiki goes, is this a real beef?
I'm like, yeah, come on, man. Tiki, you haven't been around here long enough, I guess.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You know, you got an important day coming up.
I've got an important day coming up.
You do. February 10th.
February 10th is Sabrina's birthday.
It's a very important day.
Yeah.
It's also the NBA trade deadline day. What are the Knicks going to do?
I have no freaking clue, Boomer. I really don't know.
Do you agree with me that the trade for Cam Reddish and the amount of minutes he was playing in Atlanta, even though they diminished a little bit, and he's got a bad ankle, but his comments suggest that he believes he's going to get a lot of playing time here.
Yeah.
It's going to impact somebody.
Yes.
And there's only one way that you can make that happen without losing the entire team.
And you think that's trading away some guys?
You have to trade away other guys. There has to be other trades being made. There, Leon Rose can't just sit on his hands and look at this and say, hey, look, you know, we made the right moves with Fournier and Walker. And I'm not just saying it's those two guys. It's just the way those guys have been fitting or not fitting with the other guys. And, you know, they're like every other team. They got to learn how to play together and all that other stuff. But there is one thing that is abundantly obvious, and that is Julius Randle is not a happy camper playing at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I think that anybody who is not R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, Quentin Grimes, Deuce McBride, as they call him, Obi Toppin, those young core guys, everybody else I could see being offered up.
And you add Cam Reddish to that.
Well, Cam Reddish, because you just got here, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but you add Cam Reddish to that thing, so what do they do? So you have Nerlens Noel is hurt, has been out, and I think that that does hurt the team defensively. There's no question about that. And he also understands his role maybe a little bit better than some of the other guys. Who knows? Derrick Rose is coming back. I don't know when. But this is what happens when you have point guards that are over 30 years old and have had knee problems. I mean, I don't know how many times I want to hit myself over the hammer. I'm ahead with a hammer because it's great to have Derrick Rose play 20 minutes a game and maybe play 65 games. And you knew that when you brought in Kemba Walker, everybody talked about his knees and the inability for him to be able to play through an entire season.
Why are they still running Larry King infomercials when he's been dead for months? I mean, that just seems strange. Like, it's not like it's a singer that's just replaying a concert when they passed away. It's like you could be entertained, but like Larry King slinging health products when he's dead.
Well, the men's prostate is very important, and perhaps he's moving the needle.
Moving the needle?
I take this stuff and die?
Yeah, right. Like,
he died because he was old. He didn't die because he was taking prostate vitamins.
How do we know?
Come on.
You never know.
Maybe his estate makes money and, you know, they have a contract with him. But you still didn't answer my question, but I guess you're not interested.
What about what the Knicks are going to do to Trey? I don't know. No, I'm interested. I just have no idea what they're going to do.
So we think Joe Shane is going to be the general manager of the Giants.
Right.
Leon Rose and Scott Perry have got to do something. They've made one trade. They traded away a guy who didn't play at all for a guy who was playing in Atlanta and thinks he's going to be a superstar. And they're going to have another logjam when Derrick Rose and Nerlens Noel comes back. So what is going on? Something else has got to happen. Right?
I would think so. So February 10th, we will find out. We'll be here sooner than later. And then let me flip on the Betty White infomercial.
Larry King was 88.
When he passed away?
Yeah.
By the way.
A year ago.
There was some TV on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And when Boomer and I were together. And Geraldo Rivera popped on the television.
He's 82, I believe.
He's not. He's 78.
Oh, okay.
But he looks phenomenal for 78 years old.
Which is why, Al, you can't say 78. Well, it's a good run. You can still look really good and be productive in your 70s.
I mean, he had energy. His hair looked great.
Right.
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought the man was in his early 60s.
Might be taking some of that stuff.
What, the Larry King stuff?
No. The growth hormone.
Oh, that's
the testosterone.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a little testosterone pellet in your
butt.
Could
be. Yeah, I don't like that idea.
In your butt?
In your butt.
Yeah.
A little testosterone pellet in your butt. Yep. You don't think that's a good idea?
No, I'd like to start with Athletic Greens. We'll go from there.
Well, I have some for you.
Oh, good. I would like to try it.
All right, very good, Jerry. What else has happened?
Yes, what else is happening? Well, we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by the Progressive New York Boat Show. Visit NewYorkBoatShow.com. So you're discussing the Knicks. What are they going to do? What won't they do? I did see that Tibbs did say that Cam Reddish, any day now, will be ready to go. So that's a good thing. I thought it would be a little bit longer than that.
All right, that's a good thing. But, like who is not playing and what's going on?
Well, that's his problem. But at least you'll get to see him on the floor. Because you got him, he's been injured, now he'll be ready soon.
I just think another trade has got to happen.
Or two,
or three even, for that matter.
You never know. What we do know is last night, not good enough.
Quickly looking for Cunningham Robinson, Knicks give it right back. 4-on-1 for New Orleans. And Jones takes it all the way.
Robinson wasn't expecting that pass, so it was a ride.
It was not a good night. That was Kenny Albert and Clyde Frazier on MSG. They wound up losing to not a good team in the Pelicans, 102-91, all five starters for the Pelicans in double figures. Jonas Valanciunas at 18 points and 10 boards. Josh Hart had 17. Ingram, 15 and 9 assists. Here was Tibbs. What is wrong with your club?
We played hard, but we didn't play, you know, with the toughness that we needed to in terms of being able to fight through things.
That makes sense. Now, you wonder what it's like inside the locker room. We didn't hear from Julius Randle. But Taj Gibson says the guys have the right frame of mind because that was bad and they know it.
I'm happy that I see guys pissed off about it, you know what I'm saying, rather than just joking about it, laughing about it. We got some serious guys in the locker room that really want to do well, and nights like this hurt.
Got to turn it around, though.
Yeah, I mean, but there were times last night in late in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter where they just looked like they were disinterested.
Yes. That's a great word.
So if you're pissed off after the game, where is that resolve during the game?
Right. Why didn't it show up within the 48 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, and I know you were down big at the end of the third quarter. That's the time you're supposed to be pissed off and try to make a comeback as opposed to after the game sitting around sulking.
You know, the nice thing is, you know, they beat San Antonio, Dallas, and Atlanta. And that game in Atlanta was really important to win because it was down there. It was the team that obviously knocked them out last year, and the trade was made and all this other stuff.
And didn't Randle play really well in that game?
Right, they play away from home. And then they come home, and they have three games that, look, two of the three teams, I would say, are close to the Knicks in terms of talent and where they are record-wise, Charlotte and Minnesota. But the Pelicans weren't and aren't. And, you know, they lost these three games at home, and now they got to play the Clippers on Sunday.
There's nothing, but I'll tell you what. Cleveland's played really well, then Miami, then Milwaukee.
Those three games are going to be really tough, yeah. You know, and this is where they start to fall out of it.
Right now, I think they're 11th, I think, in the East.
But they're dropping and dropping and dropping. They needed to win these three games and then, you know, maybe come out and shock L.A. At 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Nets in San Antonio tonight while the Knicks are where they play on Sunday. The Knicks will give you a little appetizer before the football on Sunday. Some of the cool quotes from today, this is Memphis basketball, but it's Penny Hardaway, so people know who he is. This was him, did not like the line of questioning from reporters after his very young team lost to SMU. They fall to 9-8.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something.
He's basically telling the media, be better.
Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I worked hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor.
Now, I did see we're playing profanities bleeped out. I saw Kyrie Irving was fined.
Yeah, I saw this video.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was ridiculous. These idiots were all over him.
I know.
I mean, and he said he did say a curse word.
He did.
It just like, I don't know, like that's what those guys wanted. You know what I mean? You're really just supposed to sit there and take it? I mean, it's not like he turned around.
Brutal.
And, I know. It's not, I'm sure it is. I'm sure you hear stuff when you're doing a college basketball
game. Oh, it's vile.
Yeah.
So, and in that case, they're kids.
You mean the fans are?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
It's
that's
so
why,
bad.
But that's why Mark Turgeon, who was the head coach of the University of Maryland, left. He said, my own kids couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, I believe
because
it.
Because the Maryland fans got so, like, personal and nasty and yeah. just, like, militant.
Well, you know what's happened, too, I've noticed? Because you do see in certain arenas, when you talk about getting personal, everybody's information is so accessible now. Mm-hmm. They can find out the name of your parents, where you come from, and some of the signs you see and some of the things they're yelling at you, it is personal, even though they don't know you from a hole in the wall.
I think the players actually enjoyed not playing in front of fans.
That might be the case.
Maybe.
During the COVID season.
It was just basketball, and there was no crap.
Just hockey, just basketball, just football, no crowds, no people heckling you, screaming
yeah.
at you. I mean, I do think you missed the... Like the overall excitement.
Well,
that
yeah,
the
especially when you're playing well.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, when things are going your way and they're cheering you, sure.
When you're at home, there's nothing like the energy of a big shot late or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe that's why Julius Randle played better last year, you know, because there weren't all these fans on top of you and screaming and rooting. I mean, like, look, they've rooted for him. Like, I've never seen a guy get rooted for like that last year.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely fans last year. I mean,
yeah, but not like this.
Not like sold out every night.
Right. You know. And I think they just got the fans. Didn't they get the fans? Like,
it was limited crowds.
Limited crowds, but like into the playoffs,
yes.
They got a few more people.
They did.
And that's when the fan base really showed out was in those games against Atlanta that they lost initially.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. NFL-wise, we are reached divisional round of the playoffs with two games tomorrow, two games on Sunday, and people will say this is the best weekend of the year. With these four games, just a couple here. Here's Randall Cobb. I played this earlier. He's back for the Packers despite having missed several games due to injury. This was his perspective moment, if you will, when they were asking him about the grind of rehab and coming back and making it back for this game.
There's people out there that's going through real life things, single mothers that's trying to raise two kids. What I did to get back is not a big deal.
No, it's football, so good for him.
See, I love when guys go that route when they screwed up. Like, that's what, like, someone will drop a big pass and be like, listen, there's some real serious stuff going on out there.
You're right.
You know, I don't know if you see some of this death that's happening in other countries. I mean, it's just really, really bad. So, like, what I did in the game, not so bad. People have done that before.
Imagine someone grabbing a newspaper.
Plenty of times,
yes. Yeah, right.
Like, that sounds like something Ben might do.
Yeah,
the way you're saying that.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are checking out Aleppo these days, but... Man, all of a sudden that interception doesn't look so bad, does it?
Bucks-Rams Sunday at 3. I played Tom Brady earlier about his ridiculous run in the playoffs and in championship games. He played one playoff game against Jalen Ramsey, who was with the Jaguars at the time. I'm just playing this again because I found it amusing. Ramsey with a reporter on a Zoom conference yesterday.
How do you make that transition from covering a guy like, for example, like Mike Evans, and then if you're charged with handling those...
You gotta get Verizon, Gary. I ain't gonna lie to you. Gary, what you got? What you got? Metro PCS?
That's pretty funny. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. And Chiefs Bills, of course, will wrap up the weekend. Here was Josh Allen. Doesn't care about the Pro Bowl. He just wants to win Super Bowls. He was on with McAfee.
I can give two shits about all that. You know, I'm so focused on just trying to be the best quarterback for this team, the best teammate that I can be, and try to win football games for this team.
And we will see how that works out for them.
That was like
Sunday
Tierney
night.
When we brought him the Sal Licata stuff. I'll give two bleeps about all that. All right?
Well, all right, so then a couple of things from Sal.
I got a show to do.
You've got Sal's message to Brandon.
He doesn't want this smoke.
About Dan Quinn, and Sal's message to caller Brett.
Don't call me anymore with your nonsense. Get lost. Get lost!
So you can hear Sal again on the Sunday night into Monday morning right here on The Fam.
You think he argues with his wife like that?
Oh, get lost? I hope not.
No,
does
no,
he like, get animated? Yes.
Like, I just wonder if that voice comes out when they get into an argument. Because we all argue
I
with
think
our
it's
spouses.
Possible. Sal yeah. is what he is.
I just hope he's not going, you're a moron! You idiot!
There's no way. That I don't believe to be the case. Yeah. But then again, who knows? 20-year-old American Amanda Anisimova upset the defending champion Naomi Osaka at the Australian Open this morning. She did it in three sets. Rangers in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes, and the Islanders will play the Coyotes. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
So I got a few choices here. I'm going to give you this one as you guys were looking for Brandon's response to Sal, and it wound up going the digital route with the guy in the newsroom.
Well, he is here, and I walked in as he walked in the studio, and Anthony Gallo Digital.
Yeah.
Was behind me. Was not running a camera though yet. And,
yeah.
But Sal said, "Oh, well, Gallo said, I want to get your take on what's going on with Sal Licata." And he goes, "I don't know what's going on." And he said, "Well, he did, you know, about." And he said, "You don't want the smoke, whatever." He goes, "The hell out of here with that," and did not want to go on the air and said he was preparing a show. So then, to Anthony Gallo's credit, he turned the camera on. And put it in his face and goes, "So is that a no comment?"
That's great.
But he goes,
"Good job by Anthony.
Shut that off."
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I played that because you've played the small balls at nauseam.
Yeah.
And I figure Eddie might do it again. So give Anthony Gallo a little credit. Having some stones to put the camera on.
Right. Is that an official no comment?
Moment of the day.
I wonder if he's going to use it. Because if he uses it, that's really doubling down.
I mean, I don't know.
That would be some balls. He's emboldened, that Anthony Gallo.
He's doing his job.
Yeah. Right. Or high, as Eddie said to me. He's either emboldened or high. One of those two things.
I'll tell you, on that note, coming through the Lincoln Tunnel last night.
Yeah, a lot of weed.
I mean, in the middle of the tunnel, just like this.
Plumes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I know. Outdoors, you could smell it.
That's what I mean.
And then when you're in a tunnel, it's even worse.
It's like in the car.
Yeah. Contact high. Did you come home?
I was fine. But
eat some Bugles or something?
I did, but you could smell it. It was so obvious. You came up with Bugles?
It's one of the first things I thought of.
Doritos, potato chips, Bugles.
Bugles are a delicious corn chip, are they not?
I don't know if I've ever had a Bugle.
Oh, Bugles
are
delicious.
Frito.
They're like a Frito, and they're in different shapes, and I think they're saltier and tastier than a Frito.
Okay.
Like, I might, if I see Bugles somewhere at a party, like in a bowl.
Bugles or Doritos? You would go Bugles?
I would go Bugles.
Really?
I would.
No, I would not.
And I like a Dorito, don't get me wrong. The nacho cheese Dorito I like, but I'm going Bugle. Like, I think Bugle and the 100 Grand Candy Bar are
I agree with.
Those are my underrated. Two off-brand snacks, like junk food snacks.
I agree. Not with the Bugles, but with the.
But when's the last time you had a Bugle?
I don't think I ever have.
So
nothing tops a
Dorito,
because nothing tops a regular Dorito.
Well, okay. I mean, fine, and that's a
you
legendary chip.
Brand chip. I mean,
it's a legend. It's a legendary chip, the nacho cheese Dorito.
Yes, it is.
But I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, me personally, I feel like the Bugle is so rare that if I see it somewhere, I'm going straight for it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And there's something about the Bugle, the way that it's made.
Yeah.
It's easy to eat.
It just draws you to it.
Just draws
it,
yeah.
So I actually thought you were eating Bugles yesterday.
Oh, cauliflower sticks.
Yeah, I know. And then I saw them. It's from that that one company that makes those great healthy snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I forget the name of it now. I wish I could give them a pop. But no, I thought those were Bugles.
Right. Did you steal some?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't have asked for it. I would have stolen it. You know?
Okay.
All right. Let's take a break here. We'll get our picks coming up next. Boomer actually had a good week last week.
Ugh.
Jerry and I are both below the line again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
It is time now for our Friday football picks. And they are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. And the official sportsbook of WFAN. Wild Card Weekend, or Super Wild Card Weekend, if you will, went to Boomer Esiason, who finished 4-2 for the week. So he has a two-game lead over Jerry, who went 2-4. And I am so far behind, it is pathetic. I was also 2-4 with Wild Card Weekend. So we've got four more games this morning to pick. Let's see where we go. The title is still on the line for Jerry Recco to come back. I am officially out. Jerry, what do we got?
All right, we go in order. Game number one, Saturday, Cincinnati at Tennessee. Titans -3.5.
I was all about picking the Cincinnati Bengals this week. That was my gut pick. I cannot trust my gut because my gut has been wrong more often than not this year. And I really love the way that Joe Burrow gets the ball down the field and Chase and Joe Mixon and this offense. I just love watching them. But Boomer, this entire week has gotten me off the Bengals. I don't know. Look at this Bengals offensive line. Look at the defensive line. Look at the Titans. Look at this. Look at that. Derrick Henry. So I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans with my pick. However, I will be rooting hard for the young upstart Cincinnati Bengals, but give me the Titans and the points in this.
Look, I'm in an impossible spot. You know that. I'm picking the Bengals all the way, 27-24. You know what? What the hell?
That's what the hell I say.
What the hell? They can do it. Why shouldn't they do it? And the only thing I will say is I didn't try to talk you off the ledge. You know, you actually fell off the ledge yourself.
I did.
I don't want to be held responsible for your picks.
You will take credit, though. If the Titans end up winning the game, you will take credit for turning me on the Titans.
It doesn't matter. You know, and listen, it's a biased pick.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's a biased pick. I'm rooting for them. You know, I haven't had a lot to root for my old team. 10 years. Everybody around here needs to help me and needs to be rooting for the Bengals. I know.
Absolutely.
Al Dukes is rooting for
them. And where's that Boomer Esiason jersey thing? We should have worn that today.
I thought that was supposed to be Eddie's job today.
Yeah. You were supposed to wear that today.
You were supposed
to
wear the jersey.
Well, where is it? I think it's in the office.
It's in your office.
Yeah. Well, we'll put it on for the last segment, and then we'll feel good about it. How's that sound?
Yes. Okay, good.
I will take the Bengals. I'm going with the better quarterback. I think he's better than Ryan Tannehill. I take Cincinnati +3.5 as well. Game number two.
Here it is. Oh. Al's going to model it.
Look at this thing.
Put it right through the bush.
This thing's unbelievable.
Look at this shirt. It actually says Boomer Esiason on it. Isn't that unbelievable?
You get paid for this? I hope.
I'm hoping I do.
Like Esiason 7 and then like Boomer Esiason on the front of the sweater.
I have no idea, Jerry.
It's pretty cool.
Good job, Al.
Yeah, looking good with his bush hat and the whole thing. Very good. Okay.
All right, game number two, San Francisco at Green Bay. The Packers -5.5 Saturday night.
Now that I hear that Bosa is playing, I'm going to have to take the San Francisco 49ers to cover that number. This will be a field goal game either way, and I'm going to go somehow put my faith in Jimmy Garoppolo playing in cold weather, which apparently is not something that is a good thing, and Aaron Rodgers playing in cold weather is, but I will give the 49ers, who are on an intense roll right now, and I think are running the ball and also being as physical as anybody in the game, being better physically than anybody in the game, I'm going to take the 49ers to cover that number.
You know, I really do think that Aaron Rodgers is on a quest, a mission, whatever you want to call it. He's been unbelievable. He's got Bakhtiari back. He's got Randall Cobb back. This offense will be about as healthy as it's been all year long, and it's going to be freezing cold. I mean, it is just going to be brutal. And nobody, and I mean nobody, can cover the back shoulder throw. I'm taking...
I look in, and his jackass is taking pictures of himself.
He's selfieing in the control room.
All right, I'm going to take the Packers to cover. I like 30-24.
I am taking the Niners. I think this game is going to be physical, and that's what the Niners do. I will take San Francisco +5.5. Game number three as we move to Sunday. Should be high scoring. Rams in Tampa against the Bucs. The Bucs minus -3.
This is the toughest game to pick of the weekend, at least for me. I really didn't want the Bucs to win the Super Bowl last year. They did, so I really don't care as much now. This year, the team that I'm rooting against, well, I've always rooted against the Packers, and I'm a Vikings fan, but it's the Rams with this big accumulation of talent that they've had. But boy, man, I tell you, Matthew Stafford in this situation, can you really trust them against the greatest to ever do it? I hate to be so simplistic, but Matthew Stafford isn't a pimple on the ass of Tom Brady. And that's what this comes down to in my mind. That's why I am taking the GOAT again, Brady, to get back to yet another championship game. Give me the Bucs.
Again, you know, I like high scoring. I don't know why. I feel like all these games are high scoring for me, and I'm gonna do the same thing here. Maybe it's just because the quarterbacks have caught my eye, and I think most of them should play well this week. And same thing's going to happen here. I think it's a 31-27 game Bucs. I'm going to take the Bucs. I'll lay the points, and I'm going to stay with Tom Brady.
I see Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs may not play. And I think if that's the case, Brady gets beaten up in this game. And I think the Rams will win. I will
very
take,
good point, Jerry.
I will take the, yeah. I will take the Rams on Sunday
like
with
horse
the three. Oh, that's me. I'm so good. I'm 17 games under .500. And the final game of the weekend will be Sunday evening. Josh Allen and the Bills against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Kansas City minus -1.5.
This is supposed to be the Bills' time. This is supposed to be their year. We were rewatching that AFC title game last year, Boomer and I, yesterday, and it just the Bills didn't look ready. They looked overwhelmed in that situation, and clearly they were the opposite of overwhelmed in the wild card round against the Patriots this year. So is that Bills' ascension that we have seen enough to take down the mighty Kansas City Chiefs? And the answer is no. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs minus -1.5. To defend the AFC crown that they continue to have the last couple of years. Patrick Mahomes will not lose to the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs.
You guys know how I feel about Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Jerry, you know that?
You really like
right,
him.
So Patrick Mahomes over the last few years has ascended to greatness, like I predicted. And he is an unbelievable football player, especially at home in the playoffs, where he has 20 touchdowns and only one interception, by the way. Now, at the beginning of the year, I picked the Bills versus the Packers in the Super Bowl. And the reason I picked the Bills is because I felt like they were on that trajectory that the Kansas City Chiefs were on when Patrick Mahomes finally took over. And we did watch this AFC Championship game last night. And I told you, I said, that's not the Buffalo Bill team that's going to be rolling into Kansas City this coming year. Because they've already been there and they've already won. So I like the Bills and I love a high-scoring game. It's on CBS. It's the last game of the weekend. And I pray to God that it gives us memories that we will never, ever forget because of these two great quarterbacks. I'm taking the Bills 33-30.
Well, the only home team I'm taking for the weekend will be the Chiefs minus -1.5. I will believe that Patrick Mahomes loses when he does. I have the Chiefs.
All right, very good, Jerry. Those are our Football Friday picks, and they are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I wanted to once again send a huge thank you out to our friend Lee and his better half, Amy, for hosting us yesterday up at their wonderful farm. And Amy is just an amazing, amazing person, taking care of all those animals and those chickens and those names. She knows the name of every single chicken that is in that place. Yes. She was like, there is Dolores, there is Helen, there is Frank the rooster. So she is an amazing person taking care of that place and just awesome, awesome people. Two of the nicest people I have ever come across, and we cannot thank them enough for a wonderful day yesterday.
And given your state of mental health yesterday.
Yes, not good.
Exactly what you needed. Just a nice little trip to the country farm.
Yep.
Nice big lunch. Couple of cocktails.
Yeah, it was perfect.
You were rolling in it, man.
I was rolling in it like a pig in a farm.
See it because I didn't know if you were going to hack me up on the way up there or not.
No, that wasn't going to happen.
But then I did send Al, Eddie, and Jerry a video of you in the vehicle on the way up there yesterday.
Snoring? Yeah, I needed that.
Obviously, the guy needs more sleep.
Yeah. I was just you know what the first thing I did was when I woke up? Is I checked Twitter to see if you had posted the video of me sleeping. Yeah. I was like, wow, he didn't do that.
I didn't want to do that to you.
Yeah, no.
I sent it to your boys.
But because Jerry has that off-brand phone, it came as like a very small video.
Couldn't see it.
Yeah, you had to like go through some steps to open it.
Oh, God. You can't do a group text with that fucked Jerry phone.
Al, are you going to wear that shirt on Saturday?
I am.
All right.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We kick it off on Saturday on CBS, and then we finish it off on Sunday with the Bills and the Chiefs.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.